Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you are going to see some headlines and some statistics where two-thirds of Americans right now are living paycheck to paycheck, which is horrible. We shouldn't be in this position. Inflation is ridiculous. The recession is ridiculous. Labor shortage, jobs trying to pay enough to get employees to come back, employees not coming in, employees being overworked, the ones who do come in. It's been a cluster and a half. But the one headline that kind of struck me was we have people who are making over six figures that are living paycheck to paycheck. Now, what I have noticed, and I noticed this about a week ago when I was at the grocery store, is we spend a lot differently than we did growing up. So, and maybe it's because we had years when I grew up, we were pretty poor. And so when we didn't need to use air conditioning because of the power bill, we shut it off. Open the window. Don't waste air conditioning. Close the door. If we needed heat, we would also put the fireplace on. Grab some blankets. If we wanted to watch a movie, we would go during the matinee, during daytime. It would save money. If we would make decisions that would save money, we would buy something on sale. And our habits over the last 30, 40 years have been one of affluence where, well, I want it, so I'm going to buy it, and I could just put it on the credit card. As I told you, when I grew up, my father wasn't really a big fan of credit cards because he said, if you don't have the money to buy it now, well, then you still can't afford it, whether you have a credit card or not. And so I never really was a big credit card user. I mean, now I am, you know, because I like the points. So I put out the credit card and then I'll pay it off at the end of the month. But still, I don't want to buy something I can't afford, which is why I don't have an electric vehicle right now. I just can't afford that right now. It's too expensive, and I don't need one yet. So when you look at what we spend money on, we have cell phones, cell phone service. Well, the average person is spending close to a grand on their smartphone, and then they're spending about, what, $130 a month for cell phone service? That's costly. The average person has a power bill, and I don't think it's going, you know what, let me shut off the lights to save power. Let me maybe open up the window. Let's close down these rooms, close down the vents in these rooms so we shunt some of the air to the room we're in. Let's use the fireplace. I don't think we see a lot of that. I see people have a slew of pets. Pets are expensive. You need to take care of pets. And I love the fact that you have pets. But can you afford it? Eating out. Eating out was a luxury. If we ate out, one, it wasn't a fancy place when I was growing up, and it would be a, you know, it would be a rare thing because it was cheaper to cook food. Now, I get it. Grocery store food is getting more expensive, but do we need to eat as big a portions? You know, we don't need to be eating quarter pounders. The amount of food we need, the meal should fit in the side of your palm, in your palm. Your palm is that barely covers your appetizer. You don't need to eat an appetizer. You don't need to also have dessert. You just need to eat your staples and your nutrients. And so I think we have a spending problem. We have an inflation problem. We have a recession problem, no doubt. And I think it's ridiculous that housing prices and rent and everything is this expensive. But do we really need to be streaming on Hulu, Paramount, Netflix? You know, our entertainment is also expensive. Our Wi-Fi, our clothes. I rewear clothes. You could maybe don't rewear underwear, but you do you really have to buy new outfits all the time? Who cares if somebody sees you in that outfit? You could wear it again the next week, but we keep spending. And we keep buying things. And we I don't know where this luxurious attitude came from, but the average person is living beyond their means. So when you hear somebody making six figures is living paycheck to paycheck, I can't do the woe is me, play them a, you know, violin or cry for them because cry the river, whatever the hell the sayings are, because what are they spending $100,000 on? Now, mind you, we got taxes. Somebody making $100,000 is probably at least losing $30,000 in taxes. And then you have your health insurance, which did not seem to improve after the Affordable Care Act for many people. You see what they're spending on cars. You see what they're, I mean, we used to share a vehicle. Does anybody share a vehicle anymore? No, everybody has their own vehicle. Do you take the bus? Do you take public transportation? Do you ride a bike? Do you walk? Nobody's doing that anymore. I mean, I have a purse that is probably 5 years old. Yeah, it might be out of style, but who cares? Now, I have been using a newer purse that I got last year, but I'm not going to buy a new purse every season. I'm not going to buy new shoes unless they wear out. There are things we are doing that are, I think, excessive, and we might have to, as Americans, rethink, you know, maybe I do need to eat less. Maybe I don't need to have a $12 margarita, but I could have a glass of water with my meal. Water is free. Well, maybe not for everybody, but you know, there are things, you know, there are things we could do to limit our spending. And we're not doing that. So what I want you to do, to hell with the New Year's resolutions, everybody's done with their New Year's resolutions, but going into this next phase of inflation and recession and whatever else we're dealing with our economy, look at what you're spending on and if you could save money. Can you carpool? Can you eat less? Can you go out less? Can you rewear an outfit? And just if you do a selfie, change the filter so it looks like it's a different color. I think we need to be a little bit more creative with our spending right now because things are going to suck for a while. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so is COVID an emergency anymore? Do we need to still say that COVID is an emergency? Do we still need to have the emergency declarations? Personally, I think this is something that we should have never completely locked down and freaked out and pulled away people's rights and freedoms for, because there's going to be bigger fish to fry. And now America is ready to revolt if anybody even mentions the word mask. Or mandate? Well, Biden is finally, on May 11th, going to lift COVID emergencies. This is after more than 3 years. They are going to do a 14-week drawdown so they could deal with Title 42 at the border, student loans, and hospitals. So President Biden has notified Congress that the declaration will end after more than 3 years. Whenever you declare something as an emergency, it gives you additional power. And unfortunately, some of the power has been a little inconsistent, a little, what's the word for it? Well, counterproductive, I think, is another good word, but contradictory. And so it's, well, COVID's not an emergency for one respect, but it's still an emergency where we can't go to the polls and vote. And what is it? Are we lockdowning? Are we hiding from a killer virus or not? Choose one. And when the Biden administration wanted to make certain rules that would, let's say, help college students, you know, just don't pay your student loans. I know you signed a contract. I know you lent money from us, the taxpayers. Don't pay your student loans because of everything going on. And mind you, I get that. I did support that move temporarily during the lockdowns, but I think it should be the colleges that bear the brunt of the student loan relief as opposed to taxpayers who didn't go to college. That's my feeling. But I want college students to get relief because I think they've been overcharged. And I think they've been taken. And I see how colleges charge. And it's highway robbery what these colleges are charging. And meanwhile, you and I have to help pay for other people's college. Not very cool. But COVID was used as the reason to not bring that money in. Meanwhile, we have deficits, we have debt, we have increased spending. So then if the money's not going to be coming in from debt owed the government, such as student debt, where's the money coming from? Are we printing it? Are you going to tax taxpayers even more? So there's a lot of inconsistencies. But a big controversy is Title 42. Title 42, which was put in place because of COVID, well, if we're trying to limit COVID, then why do we have a porous border? Then let's not bring in any more infectious disease without there being a process such as we've had in previously at Ellis Island and things like that. Title 42 is not a border policy, though. It's something that had to be relied on because we didn't have a strong border. We didn't have a wall. We didn't have enough border patrol, and we were struggling. So Title 42 helped us. It was a paper border. Is it relevant now? No. But because we don't have an administration that's really, you know, getting to the border and helping seal it and structuring a proper immigration process for asylum seekers and migrants to come in, Title 42 is what people have been relying on. So this COVID emergency declaration that we've had for 3 years does need to be revisited. And looks like it's going to end on May 11th. The president informed Congress that he is going to end the twin national emergencies for addressing coronavirus. The White House wants a 14-week drawdown, according to Daily Mail, of the policies and has warned Republicans that ending it immediately will have wide-ranging consequences. The GOP has introduced resolutions to end the restrictions this week and has promised to investigate the administration's handling of the pandemic. Yeah, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of investigations. Not sure where they're going to go, but the Office of Management and Budget warned the GOP bid to end the health emergency now would lead to lifting of Title 42. So people are mixed. They said Congress will effectively be requiring the administration to allow thousands of migrants per day into the country immediately without the necessary policies in place. I don't understand that. I don't understand why, with any other country, I mean, it takes you going through customs, you showing them your passport, you going through a process, you telling them how long you're going to be in the country. Any other country, there's a lot of vetting before you go in. And if you're traveling, what are you doing there? It clocks you in computer-wise. I don't understand why we don't also have that process. We might at the airports, but why don't we have that process and it's supported by our administration? I'm still confused by that. They're also claiming there's going to be chaos at the hospitals and it would impact student loan payments. So they don't want students to have to start paying back their student loans yet. I mean, honestly, I love students, but we got bigger fish to fry. So even though most of the world has returned to normalcy, we still have national emergency and public health emergency declarations. This still allows the feds to put money into coronavirus. This allows them to still have the authority over certain things. And so, you know, can we move on? The problem I have is we become exhausted or immune or tolerant to national public health emergencies. And as a result, when Mpox started to be an issue, or we started to have another Ebola outbreak, or we have an undiagnosed tuberculosis problem, I'm really concerned that we have a tuberculosis problem that isn't being discussed. People are going to be exhausted. They're like, another public health emergency? So I agree. We need to end our current public health emergency because we are going to have a bigger one. The World Health Organization the Red Cross has warned us that we're unprepared. So for us to be taking advantage and very liberally using this public health emergency verbiage and authority is going to cause more damage. The COVID vaccine mandate caused irreparable damage to future vaccine rollouts. Dude, that was a cluster and a half. They mandate a vaccine that needs to be boosted 5 months later or could have side effects. You know, the vaccine could have been handled way differently. Hey, guys, we have a vaccine. This is where you go to protect yourself. This is the data. Here's the data. Make your own decision. We suggest that you get it. But we understand there could be side effects, and we don't want anybody losing their job. We don't want anybody being kicked out of a restaurant, kicked out of a school, none of that, because this is America. That's not how they did it. So federal COVID relief money has been a cluster and a half. Companies were told to lock down, and then they were given money to stay locked down or to still pay their workers. And it wasn't enough because lockdowns lasted longer, and it's very hard to reopen a restaurant and get the habitual customers back if they haven't been going to a restaurant for 9 months and now needing to save money. So the COVID relief money helped a little bit, but I think increased our inflation problem. And it looks like billions of dollars went to fraud and waste. So now what do we do? I think we do need to move forward. I think COVID-19 is pandemic, just like flu, just like colds, but I don't think we have to declare these emergencies. What we do need to do is learn from the emergency and get more hospitals, get more medical centers, increase access to vaccines and medications, get people back to the doctor for their regular visits. Those of you who are uncontrolled diabetics, uncontrolled high blood pressure patients, obese, you're at higher risk. Those of you with vitamin D deficiency, all right, what we need to be doing is ending the emergency, but fixing why we were in such an emergency, including getting some transparency on how this virus leaked and got to us. The 1-877-DR-OLLY. Strike the pose.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. It is a horrible travel day. Airlines have canceled more than 1,200 flights and delayed nearly 1,700 thanks to ice. Lots and lots of ice.
A lot of cold air across the middle part of the country, and it's setting up for a prolonged ice storm from parts of Texas, northeastward into Arkansas, Tennessee, even parts of Kentucky.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovic. New York Congressman George Santos is reportedly recusing himself from his two committee assignments for the moment, at least until his past and his financial issues are resolved. A better-than-expected number for growth of the world economy, the International Monetary Fund, says the economy will expand by 2.9%, slightly better than the last projection in October. And home prices continue to rise, but the pace is slowing. The Case-Shiller Index rose by 7.7% in November compared to a year before. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I'm going to take a little bit of a sidestep here. And sorry, nose running. Got cold. We got some snow in Vegas. There were some snowflakes by my house. Part of the city got, you know, sprinkled with snow and powdered. It was so pretty. My nose runs though when that happens. So, I don't like to watch a lot of TV. I love movies. Oh, I saw the Plane movie. The Plane movie wasn't bad. It was actually pretty good, but you could tell they had budgeting issues because they didn't have that many people on the plane. Once I heard it was a plane that had only 14 people, I'm like, okay, wait a second, guys. Really? Is that so you didn't have to pay for extra, extras or actors? So, yeah, you definitely see budgeting issues in Hollywood, but I liked the Plane movie. I thought it was good. Not very realistic when it came to some of the things you did in terms of your throwing away your, you know, walkie-talkie and radio and things like that. But I watch a couple shows, and I don't watch a lot of shows because, one, I'm very, very busy, and two is I don't have time to get hooked to another TV show. I've been watching Fauda. Fauda is fantastic. We're on season 4. That's a great show. Watch The Crown, all the Game of Thrones, Rings of Power, things like that, Mandalorian. But one show I do watch is Below Deck. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen Below Deck. And I'm bringing this up because I'm a little confused, and maybe you guys could kind of tell me what's going on. Below Deck is where these rich people supposedly rent a yacht. I think they get the yacht for free, and they just have to tip the crew. But Below Deck shows what goes on Below Deck. And the people in the reality TV Below Deck, the stews, the deckhands, apparently they flirt with each other, they sleep with each other, they talk smack about the clients. When the clients tip $15,000, they badmouth them, saying that was a bad tip. When they tip $20,000, I think somebody complained because it was a $20,000 tip. So, you know, you look at that, and that doesn't shock me because I've worked in restaurants and I've seen people complain about their tips. Me, I was grateful for a $5 tip. I take what I can. But I get it. They work hard. They really want the money. Once somebody pays you more, anybody else that tips less looks bad. But I am blown away at how subordinates are sleeping with their manager, their supervisors, and how supervisors are hitting on their subordinates. And this is something that, you know, reality TV has always had that. But in workplaces now, you can't have a job without going through hours of training where you're told you can't hit on anybody at work. Can't touch them. Can't smack them on the butt. You can't ask them out. Definitely can't sleep with them if they are under you in terms of work position. Yet reality TV, and I haven't seen all, I mean, I see the commercials for all of these other shows, but it looks like what's being shown on TV is not what is being encouraged in the workplace. And you have a lot of young people that watch these shows, and they think, well, that's what you do. You come to a job and you see who you could sleep with. And if you end up being a manager and you have somebody cute, hopefully they like you and you could sleep with them. But you're not supposed to do that. You could get yourself fired in real life. And I bring that up to my husband. I go, I don't understand that. They would get fired. She could sue for harassment or for him being a predator. And my husband's like, maybe it's because it's overseas. Below Deck will sometimes take place in Australia or in the Caribbean or in the Mediterranean. But the problem I have is kids watch this, and then all of a sudden they come to work looking for people to sleep with, and you're not allowed to do that. Just like kids will listen to songs. I shouldn't call them kids, young adults. But they'll listen to songs that have words that we can't say. Right? You know, you can't be saying the B word. You can't be saying a lot of words. And calling people the B word or calling people the other words that we don't say anymore. But it's all in the music. So they come to work. They're singing a song. They get caught saying something. And what I don't understand is the Generation X baby boomer entertainment is already all gleaned. It's, you know, when we watch Coming to America, you had a very wing-clipped Eddie Murphy doing that movie, and it didn't rate really well, and it wasn't as funny. And we've seen actors all over really tone it down with the flirtations and with the inappropriate talk and all that. But the younger generation know their world, their entertainment, their, like I said, landscape still has all that. And I'm wondering, why would the powers that be, who's running all of this, running all the wokeness, running all the political correctness, allow that to happen? Is it because there needs to be a constant flow of infractions to remind people that we don't do this? Is it because the younger... I don't understand. I can't think of it. And maybe you guys can. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you're not supposed to sleep with your superior is not supposed to sleep with you, then why do these shows have that? If this is behavior that is so taboo that will get you fired, is it that the powers that be want people fired and unemployed? Is it that maybe that helps the cause? But don't you want your youth not making these fatal mistakes in their career by sleeping or hitting on somebody? Somebody could say, well, reality TV is fake. Not entirely. Having done reality TV, there might be some choreography, but, and there might be maybe a repeat of a statement in a interaction that's supposed to be real time, but it still is happening in real time. And these people are still engaging in that, in that sort of behavior. And even if it was fake, why are you having your millennials and your Gen Zs watching this stuff? Now, is it also because nothing's entertaining anymore? You know, Friends plays on multiple stations. Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, TBS. And you look at these networks playing the Friends episodes over and over and over again. And you're like, what kind of a market? Who still watches Friends? And I watch them. They're good shows. They're always entertaining. But a lot of them are politically incorrect. There is so much political... a lot of what is said there is would now be considered shaming, would be considered homophobia, would be considered harassment, would be considered assault, would be considered... It's one of my favorite shows, Friends. But in this day and age, that would not fly on TV. Yet, these networks play it over and over again. Why? Because it sells. Is it that Bravo or these other networks are like, look, we understand the world is going politically correct, the world is trying to not look like anybody's harassing anybody else and going woke, but we need to sell. And we need to have this entertainment. And entertainment needs to, and or maybe it's the one last hurrah before everything goes really bland and everything goes really sterile so nobody gets in trouble. But if we are going to make a decision to fire people, and we as a world are going to say, look, you don't sleep with the people you manage, then, you know, these TV shows have to exemplify those same values. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had written last week saying you're going to start a chicken coop. And my husband said the same thing. My husband was so mad that eggs got so expensive that he at first I thought he was joking. But then the next week he said, no, I want to start a chicken coop. Now, I told him, I don't know if the neighborhood homeowners association would allow it. I don't know if you're allowed to have farm animals on the property. I mean, I know I have a little bit of a ranch with my kitty cats and dog. And they act like they run the farm. One really needs to go to the farm, but he doesn't want to let up. He doesn't want to go to the farm. Every time I take him to the vet's like, we can put him down. And he's like, I don't want to go down. He's, you know, he has sex with the other one. He still eats. He's good appetite. So I just wouldn't know how we could add chickens. Many of you have asked, what's going on? Well, avian flu played a role. Avian flu hurt a lot of birds. That's been going on for years, though. Oh, not sure if there was also other issues like supply costs, farmers getting the short end of the stick with a lot of policies put into place. But by the end of 2022, prices shot up about 60% year over year. Some people tried to smuggle eggs across the U.S.-Mexico border. It's going to U.S. Border Patrol. You think they're dealing with migrants, they're also dealing with drugs, and they're dealing with eggs. Agency reported the number of egg and poultry seizures rose 108% from October 1st to December 31st. Shoppers are also seeking out local farms. Egg farmers on TikTok have poked fun at this. They now call themselves egg dealers. And they were, I guess some of the videos are showing them weighing their egg like it's a kilo, right? You know, like the drug dealers. Apparently in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, which is supposed to be super fancy, at Eli's Market, which is a gourmet grocery store, a dozen organic eggs cost between $12.99 and $17.99. A few blocks away, prices were lower. One dozen eggs ranged around $7.49 to $9.99, according to The Guardian. Now, this is what I spoke about early on in the show. Maybe rather than eating a three-egg omelet, maybe just eat a one-egg omelet. Maybe we don't have to have three eggs. Now, there might be signs things are turning around. USDA Agricultural Marketing Service promises an end in sight. They said loose egg prices have declined by 52% from their high the week of December 18th. I have not seen the eggs go down in price. I was at the grocery store yesterday. So this avian flu, this H5N1, has about 100% fatality rates among birds. And we heard, but this has been happening for years, where farmers have had to cull their animals. So such that they wouldn't spread it to others. And so, you know, some animals, if they were exposed, didn't make it because of culling. So when you have less eggs, you have less chickens, then you have less chicken meat. Now, a farmer advocacy group accuses major egg producers of gouging prices in a, quote, collusive scheme aimed at increasing prices. Now, this is Farm Action, according to The Guardian. They examined publicly available financial data from the egg industry, and in a letter calling on the FTC to investigate record prices, Farm Action determined that the avian flu outbreak had only apparently a mild impact on the industry, generally lowering the average size of an egg-laying flock by no more than 6% compared with 2021. Angela Huffman, Farm Action's co-founder and vice president, said egg prices in the grocery store have on average tripled for consumers since last year. Dominant egg corporations are blaming inflation and avian flu for price hikes, but if they were only raising prices to cover this cost, why are they raking in fivefold product margins? So I had posted on Facebook some of the prices I saw, and somebody who's one of my followers, who tends to be more liberal, said said it wasn't inflation, it was the avian flu. And I had responded, this was last year, with, but we always are dealing with avian flu. I understand the avian flu was bad this year, but it's always bad. It's just, it seemed to me that the price went up a lot more than it needed to. And I'm not blaming corporations, but I have a tough time thinking that it's just the avian flu when we've had, every year we talk about the avian flu. So why this year was it so high? Is it because of inflation? Is it because of supply chain? Is it because these companies had to pay their workers more? So when you almost double labor costs, you're going to want to increase your profit? But we need to figure that out. Because I personally think it is one of those things where once somebody raises their price, they, you know, and once somebody has to pay more, they're like, well, we need to do it. You know, I own a couple hair salons, and we had to raise our prices. I didn't want to. I waited and waited and waited. But once we saw the labor costs, because we had to raise what we were paying, not everybody has, because we were already paying pretty well. But when you look at relatively, I think we're paying the most in the city. of within the supercuts of what we're paying our staff. We saw that we could barely break even. And so, yeah, we had to raise our prices. So, you know, for us, it wasn't, okay, well, everyone's raising their prices, let's do it. We didn't want to because I really think that some of what we're paying for things is outrageous. I don't think a hamburger should be $15. And some restaurants are selling hamburgers for $15. I've seen restaurants sell it for $20. What the hell's going on here? So Farm Action wants the FTC to investigate the egg producers. They might even ask for restitution payments to see customers get money back for their purchases. I did not keep any of our receipts for our eggs. But what about making your own chicken coop? Well, becoming a chicken farmer comes with risks. Remember, these chickens have infectious disease. Salmonella. When we had to dissect a chicken, there were maggots all over the chicken. I'm like, what, why are we dissecting? I couldn't take it home to dissect. My mom was like, oh, hell no. Last year, there were 1,200 illnesses, 225 hospitalizations, and 2 deaths in 49 states and Puerto Rico as part of a CDC investigation into outbreaks linked to backyard poultry. I mean, you know, you could die from salmonella. 2022, CDC investigated 13 multi-state outbreaks of salmonella infections linked to backyard poultry. Backyard poultry can be a reservoir for many diseases. When a farmer manages poultry, there's a process and there's guidelines. Now, I get it. When my mom grew up, they were poor. They had chickens in the back, and the chickens would lay eggs, and it was a way for them to get food. Yeah, but, you know, they followed a process. So, chickens carry germs. Bacteria, Campylobacter, E. coli, Salmonella. They might look healthy, they might look happy, but that might not be safe for us. Histoplasmosis is a fungus that's found in the soil that's been contaminated with bird poop. So, you know, you need to know what you're doing. Children younger than 5, adults over 65, people who are immunocompromised, can't be around salmonella or histoplasmosis or any of these. You're going to have to wash your hands. You can't be kissing or snuggling with the chickens. You can't be eating and hanging out with the chickens. You need to be gloved up. You need to wash, sterilize yourself when you handle your food or your family. You got to have clean supplies, and you can't have the kids or grandkids hanging out with the chickens. And then when you handle the eggs, we grab eggs at the grocery store. But when you grab an egg that just came out of their, you know, Lily, it's not going to be clean. You got to throw out the broken eggs. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.